Well, here we are again, sitting around the breakfast table, having a beautiful conversation, talking about things. Imagination. Yeah. It's Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Imagination. Thought for today. Can you imagine imagination? I said to the group at dinner last night, we should use our imagination. And Ellen says, yes, and you have been telling us forever that we should dream our wildest dream. And that's true, we should dream our wildest dream, use our imagination. And I watched the Apple presentation for the iPhone in San Francisco, and it's quite a dramatic experience. Everyone who has the opportunity to watch it should do so. It's quite something. Sylvia said, that's just like they said in Star Trek. That's just like they said in the Star Wars movies, that they're going to have this and that and the other thing, and now Apple has it. Now, isn't that strange? Well, yeah, it's very strange. Because in Apple, or at Mac, they teach people to dream their wildest dream. And Google, one of the very famous companies in the world, has these young men who operated and started it and gave it its ethic. And they said, we want you to use your craziest imagination to come up with ideas and things that you know, we can provide for the public and make for the public. And look, we don't want you to pay for your food at work. It's free. And we have 18 different restaurants, gourmet restaurants, that serve you the finest food that you can want to eat. And we don't want you to have to pay for your soda waters and the other things that you drink. And we don't want you to have to worry about your kids who will have babysitting at work for your kids. And we don't have to worry about your dogs and your cats and your lions and your tigers and your bears. Bring them here, and we have sitting service for them. Maybe not the dog, the lions and tigers and snakes and stuff, but who knows? Maybe even that. Who knows? You know, I mean, that's imagination. And then we have tennis courts here, and we have gymnasiums, and we have all these things. So while you're working, you go and work out on the gymnasium. And you get the cobwebs out of your brain so that you can come up with beautiful ideas and fantastic ideas. And really, and they pay the highest salaries. And people are always trying to buy away the talent at Google, you know, and Yahoo and these other firms. But Google is outstanding in that way. And of course, a Mac, iPhone is doing much the same thing at Apple. Now, why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? When you and I were watching television and watching Star Trek, and we were thinking, oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that exciting, you know? And we're thinking, gee, that's tomorrow, or maybe that's never, you know, maybe that's a dream that can never come true. But wow, isn't that exciting? And you see, we were the silly ones. We were saying, isn't that exciting? And the young people who are looking at it or thinking about it, they're saying, hey, let's do that. Let's go and do that. I had many friends, and I'm sure you have too, when you were growing up in school, and there were kids who were readers, there were kids who were talkers, and there were kids who were doers. And the kids who were doers, they had an idea, and they went out and did it. I had a number of my friends who were in chemistry, and they just loved to do chemical experiments. I was one of them. I'd go underneath the staircase in the basement, and it was my private laboratory, and I couldn't stand up under there. It was so low, but I could sit down, and I had my chemicals going, and Mother would come up, what's that stink going on out there, you know? But, oh, I was working on all the things I was learning in school and things I wasn't even learning in school. And I could have blown up the face too in the process. But that's part of the experimentation. That's part of imagination. That's part of creativity. One friend of mine I told you about, Fletcher, he was in our classes, and he was a very experimental type kid, and he's a bit of a nerd, as we would call him today, and we didn't know about nerds then, though. But he was making fireworks for 4th of July, and he was doing all sorts of things. Well, he had a bunch of them in his back pocket that he was carrying around, and obviously they weren't big, but they were firecrackers, and they were firepower, whatever you burn, make firecrackers out of, you know. And some friend of his came along and said, and he lit one in his back pocket, and it blew off his back on one of his cheeks. And I mean, we all felt sorry for the guy. We had to laugh, but we had to feel sorry for the guy, because I mean, it must have hurt terrible bad. But they sewed him back together again eventually. But old Fletcher, he was some, and that didn't stop him. That didn't stop him. He went right on with his experimentations, with his dreaming, and I don't know where he is today, but I know a lot of the other kids of my classes, and they're just outstanding people in doing their dream ideas, just carrying them out. Really fantastic. I tell you, it's exciting. But you see, this is what it's all about. Dream your wildest dream. Have your imagination. Let your imagination take you to areas that you never could do. And I say, write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Write down your stories. Write down your thoughts. Write down your dreams. And then throw it away. But write it down. The act of writing it down has made it indelible into your consciousness. And you will never forget it. And so maybe you don't throw it away. Maybe you look at it later after you had a chance to come up with some more ideas for it. But dream your dreams. Be imaginative. Be creative. And as you dream your dreams, wow, what things happening. Well, listening to this Apple presentation of the iPhone and lowering their price to $199, you know, around the world. And now they have 70 countries in the world already that have it. And they didn't include China just yet. But 70 countries. And it's amazing and it's beautiful. But the thing is, what they did, they put the idea out to people and they let them third party it to create, be creative and come up with ideas. And then in their presentation, they had about 8 of these guys get up and tell about how they're using it, how they're in intelligently, creatively using the iPhone in their business and its adjuncts, you know. But, you know, we think, oh, they'll never have this here where the secret police keep a track of you. You know, they put a chip in your forehead. They know where you are and they know what you're doing. Well, they got almost that. With the iPhone now, you can have a program on it. And those who want to be part of the program with you can, like all your cadre of wonderful friends, the inner circle, you know, the inner sanctum. And like, for instance, our staff here, we'd all like to know where each other is all the time and whatever we want to do. I don't know why, but that can be done. That can be done. And they can even trace you walking up and down the street, driving on the street. They can even trace you in any restaurant. You might be nearby, and you're in the restaurant, and you say, gee, I'd like to call Ellen and have her come join me for lunch. And so I looked in my computer, in my iPhone. Oh, there she is. She's about 2 blocks away. So I call her on the phone. I say, Ellen, I'm over at such and such a restaurant. Come on, have lunch with me. And Ellen says, oh, good. I was just about to have lunch, you know. And 2 blocks, my goodness, you know. I got a good parking place here. I think I'll walk over there. You know, and you know, you're able to make adjustments in all your planning and all your programming. And who would have ever dreamed such a thing was really possible? Oh, we think that the secret polices of the worlds have thought of these things, and they have, and wished for these things, but they haven't got it. But now it's a possibility. It's a real possibility. A lot of people are willing to pay the price of being able to be found by having better control or better patrol or whatever by police and what have you, so they allow that to happen. And we got to be real careful, because we don't want to create a big brother society. We want to create a unique, imaginative society, which is really fantastic. But these are the things that are going on. If we just let our imagination grow and glow and flow, we can just accomplish anything we want to do. But we cannot accomplish it if we're going to sit back and say, oh, where did they ever come up with an idea like that? Well, they came up with an idea like that right in their head, just like you can come up with it in your head if you want to. And, of course, if you want to pretend that other people can do that, but you can't because they're smarter than you are, go ahead. That's fine. But your dream might be just so way out and so unusual and so untried that it's time to try it. And who knows, you might not have the right way to do it, but once you start airing your dream and telling your friends what you're working on, oh yeah, I've thought about it. Now, you know, you could do this way here, and you know, all sorts of new projects and ways of doing things come up to you. But dream your wildest dream. Follow your inner goal. Listen to the magic of your soul. And watch how everything that you want to do unfolds so beautifully, so perfectly, so wonderfully. But it's not because you're stupid. It's not because you're smart. It's because you're divine. You have all in you right now. And it's just a matter of what is it you want to shine out right now? What do you want to let go and let experience in your world? The choice is yours, and it's lots of fun. Now I'm going to listen to that video from iPhone again, because I think that's really an exciting adventure, really way out. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning and enjoying my way out adventure. I see each one of you pulling out all the stops and using your imagination in its most wildest, wonderfulest, most excitingest way possible. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.